And it's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. I'm Jay Pearson for Dave Dickey. Good morning. Packers' bids for hogs in the Midwest direct markets are expected to begin the day on a steady to weaker note, but some livestock dealers and managers in the Western Corn Belt predict prices could stabilize and even turn firm later in the day. The terminal markets are called mostly steady to weak, with top prices expected to be from $46 to $48 on a live basis. Peoria, $50 to $1 lower at $45.50 is the call. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, negotiated swine purchases were 11,827. For the base market hog at a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60.50 to $68.24. The weighted average was $63.97, a loss of 41 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.75 to $54.12, and the weighted average was $49.96. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $17,789. The base price range was $59 to $71, and the weighted average $66.06. That was a loss of $1.89 from Monday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from $47.03 to $51.78, and the weighted average was $50.40. Take a look at the overnight numbers and talk things over with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign to get a morning call. But first, it's time to look at agricultural weather. And here's meteorologist Scott Olthoff. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jay. We have some much drier weather moving into the Midwest for the next 1 to 2 weeks, which is good. We need some dry weather as corn harvest and soybean harvest be underway here shortly, and we need the dry weather begin drying down the corn as well. The only region that would benefit a little bit of rain would be the southern south of the Ohio River, where a little rain has fallen in recent weeks, but that area only produces a small amount of the crop, won't affect the total U.S. crop. Cooling is expected late next week, with the potential of some frost and light freezes possibly developing northwestern states the last days of September, but that's about it across the Midwest. Just some very pleasant temperatures, highs generally in the 80s, lows generally in the 50s. In the U.S. Delta Southeast, showers and thunderstorms brought anywhere from an inch to inch and a half from north central North Carolina Tuesday, with a quarter to three-quarters of an inch reported elsewhere in North Carolina and northern South Carolina. Today's forecast includes a little less rain for the Delta during the last couple of days of September relative to yesterday. Net drying is expected the next couple of weeks, and fields that may have been excessively wet will see steadily improving crop development and field working conditions. Most locations in the southeastern states will see net drying and favorable conditions for field work during the next couple of weeks. The reddest areas will be nearest the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic coast. The high temperatures will be very seasonal for this time of year. In Argentina, rain is still expected in early corn and sunseed areas late Thursday into Saturday. Sufficient rain will begin to fall, begin raising topsoil moisture for improved pre-planting field conditions in some areas. However, initial rain events after prolonged drought to tend to fizzle out has begun because of the presence of dry air. The disturbance will help prime the atmosphere for more significant rain a little later in the month. Follow-up rain will be needed, and some may occur late in the two-week forecast period. Midweek next week and again and at the end of this month are the two next favorite periods of rain, although next week's event may be a little too light to make a big difference. The warming will begin Tuesday. It will continue today and Thursday before cooling comes late week with the rainfall. Brazil, soil moisture is favorable in southern parts of the nation, which is typical for this time of year. Northern crop areas are a little dry, but not unusually so. Slowly improving conditions for rain in center west and center south Brazil will evolve in the next couple of weeks, with the first wave of rain anticipated for Friday into Saturday, when 70% of the crop country will get anywhere from a quarter to three-quarters of an inch of rain, with local amounts up to about an inch or so. Moving in the U.S. hard wheat, no rain fell in the U.S. hard red wheat areas Tuesday. High temperatures were in the 70s and 80s across the region. This morning, lows were mostly in the 50s with a few upper 40s in the far western states. The drier weather bias currently in place will continue through the winter wheat areas into the weekend. Early planting of winter wheat and other field work will progress favorably during this period. A few showers will evolve as a weak frontal boundary passes into the central plains Monday and Tuesday, with a greater chance for rain to occur during the middle to latter part of next week. Most areas will see rain with this event likely causing some brief delays in field work. Another chance of rain will occur anywhere from toward the end of September. In the U.S. Northern Plains, no rain fell in the U.S. Northern Plains on Tuesday. High temperatures were very seasonable, though mostly dry conditions will continue across the U.S. Northern Plains through the end of this week, helping to complete the late-season harvest progress. The dry weather will also be good for corn and soybeans that are continuing to fill and mature. A large disturbance will slowly make its way across the region next week, creating periods of widespread showers and thunderstorms. Preliminary rain amounts are anticipated to range up to 1 inch, with local amounts up to 2 inches. Eastern areas will be favorable for greatest precipitation. Corn and soybeans have not have sufficient topsoil moisture to support favorable maturation, and additional rain is not needed. No damage is expected in the precipitation next week or to verify as advertised. That's your growing areas weather. I'm meteorologist Scott Oltoff.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In overnight trade, December wheat at Kansas City opened at 734.5 unchanged, up 13.5 on the last trade. March at 759 was up 5.25 on the open and up 12.25 on the last trade. Spring for December at 756, up 1.25 and up 15.25 on that last trade. March opened at 771.25, up a quarter, up 14 on the last trade. December wheat in Chicago, 693.25 was the open, up 3.25. Last traded up 18. March at 718, up 6 and up 14.5. July at 737, up 3.5 on the open, up 12.5 on the last trade. And December 09, 771 was the open, up 2.25, up 16.25 on the last trade. December corn opened at 532.25 unchanged, up 6.25 in the last trade. March at 550.25 unchanged on the open, last traded up 6. May at 561.5 was down a half on the open, up 5 on the last trade. And December 09 opened unchanged at 565. It was up 5.75 on the last trade. November soybeans 1123.5 on the open, down a half, up 12.5 on the last trade. January opened at 1135.5, down 3.75, but last traded up 10.5. May 09 opened up 12.25 at 1173.25, and last traded up 10.5. And July 09 soybeans opened at 1181.25, up 12.25, and last traded up 9. Soybean meal for October at 321.80, up 130 and up 440 on the last trade. December opened at 319.60, up 10 and up 510 on the last trade. The October soybean oil contract opened at 43.61, up 1, up 34 on the last trade. In December, opened at 44.08, up 1, up 33 on the last trade. Joining us on the telephone now from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign is Steve Schilling. Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
Well, everybody was speculating that it might be the government rescue of AIG that was going to give a bounce to the markets. Is that what you saw this morning?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think we're in a tremendously oversold position. They were due for some type of corrective balance. There's a couple things that I picked up this morning that maybe are the two biggest stories out this morning. One is the CME is going to allow AIG to block trade. It started yesterday, which was probably why the markets were down so hard, and it's supposed to end sometime today. They're going to allow it through today. They may not need it quite as much today since the government has come with a bailout. The other story we're picking up is there's a lot of talk now about the weekend weather with flat corn, flooding beans, delayed wheat plantings. That may come to the forefront now that some of these financial debacles have been put aside or at least calmed down just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, what kind of weather are we going to be really needing? We're going to get some drying over the next week or so, but we did get some badly flooded, you know, up, especially in the northern part of the Illinois and Indiana.
Exactly. I went over into Indiana a little bit yesterday, and there was some flat corn over there. What we need is really, to be honest with you, is low humidity, 90 degrees a day, and nice breeze and lots of sunshine.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully we'll get some of that. What are your opening calls for this morning?
The openings on the wire, early wire this morning, is corn up 5 to 7, beans up 10 to 15, wheat up 10 to 15.
Mm-hmm. Anything in livestock or the outside markets you're watching early this morning?
Well, they've had big problems, too. Demand has been weakening. One of the things I think that has kind of been put on the back burner is some of the exports have started to decline in the livestock markets, and that's putting more and more pressure as we get. We've got plenty of hogs and cattle and chickens out there right now to eat, and if we can't export them, it's going to start backing up and should be make it easier on all prices.
Well, all right, Steve, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Okay, have a great day.
Yeah, you too. That's Steve Schilling at Strategic Farm Marketing joining us on the pre-opening commodity market report today. Well, those flood warnings do remain in effect for many river basins in northern and central Illinois, northeastern Illinois, northwestern Indiana. We have in northern Indiana today sunny skies and a slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Elsewhere, it's going to be sunny and pleasant across the two states. And highs from 75 in northeast Indiana to 81 degrees in the south. Tonight, clear with some patchy fog forming overnight. Lows generally ranging between 45 and 50, but warmer in the mid-50s in the Chicago area. Sunshine tomorrow across Illinois and Indiana will have highs between 75 and 80 degrees. It's coming up on a minute past 9 o'clock. The BBC is next here on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.